Thank you very much, Katie. Now, firefighters around the country have been under tremendous pressure for weeks, sometimes months. And although the weather's not getting much kinder in a lot of fire-prone areas, there was some relief yesterday for bushfire volunteers. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, announced volunteer firefighters in New South Wales would be able to apply for up to $6,000 in compensation from the federal government.
What the Commonwealth will be doing, together with the states who will administer the payments, is to be providing payments for income lost by firefighters, rural fire service volunteers here in New South Wales. That will be paid with a maximum of up to $6,000 per individual. It will be paid at a maximum rate of $300 per day, depending on what the income loss is for those individuals. It will be a non-taxable payment. It is retrospective for this financial year. So for all of those who are already called out, particularly up in those mid-coast and north-coast fires that we saw earlier in the season, they will be also able to make a claim through the New South Wales State Government to access that payment. What this basically equates to is around 20 days of emergency services paid leave for self-employed people and for people working for small and medium-sized employers. That represents about 60% nationally of people who work in this country.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison there announcing compensation of up to $6,000 for volunteer fireys in New South Wales, a way for them to recoup some of the income lost when they take unpaid leave to fight fires. South Australia is signing on. Queensland has expressed interest. Victoria wants more information before deciding whether or not to take part. So should the same apply to volunteers putting out bushfires in WA? 0437 922 720 to send me a text, 1300 222 720 to call. How would you feel about this? Dave Gossage is the president of the Association of Volunteer Bushfire Brigades. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Ian.
What do you make of this idea?
Look, it's something that we've been working with the federal government now for about 4 years, so it's good to see that our hard work has paid off. And certainly we'd welcome a meeting with their Premier, Mark McGowan, to discuss this matter further. Because we haven't had an opportunity to meet with him as yet. So I'd certainly welcome that opportunity to fill him in on the opportunities here. But this is a national issue, not a state issue. So because of the flow-on effects in the taxes, and we'd certainly like to acknowledge the Prime Minister recognising the farmers and self-employed volunteers that do lose quite a bit of money every year in this space, and something we've been advocating for. But the volunteers have made it very clear to us they don't want to be paid, they just don't want to be out of pocket. And there's a difference, because once you start paying them, well, they're not a volunteer anymore, and they're very passionate about being volunteers.
Mm.
So there is balance.
Dave, we did ask the WA Emergency Services Minister, Fran Logan, to speak to you this morning. He supplied a statement that said the Premier has spoken to the Prime Minister about the compensation package for New South Wales. The state government will assess it further ahead of it being discussed as part of COAG in March. That's the Council of Australian Governments. Our emergency services volunteers do an amazing job, and while we understand many volunteers don't wish to be paid for their service, the state government will always look at ways to provide them and their families with the support they deserve. How do you reconcile that sort of longer time frame that is implied in that statement and the very quick action, I guess, of some states over east in jumping on board right away?
Well, I can't speak for my counterparts in the other states, but certainly from our perspective, we understand you can't just make policy on the run because of the unseen consequences that may cause. And as I say, we, as our association, we've been working on this for several years now with a measured approach based on the feedback from the volunteers we've been getting as we've been driving around and trying to keep true to that sense of what volunteering is all about.
Do you feel like it would be exactly the same model that the Prime Minister's talked about for New South Wales or slightly different for WA?
I think you'll find it'll be along the same lines. It's important that we recognise the great work that the farmers do in this space, as well as the self-employed people, which is the majority of Australians doing this sort of volunteer-type work. So we've got to be mindful of that, and then making sure that their businesses don't suffer as a consequence of them letting staff go or shutting the business down, as many do, to go and fight a fire because they're just an owner-operator. And that's a big thing. We need to be balanced and measured in everything we do, and make sure we approach this fair and reasonably across the nation, not just in the state as such. But we're going to be writing to Mr. McGowan again today, so we'll see if we can get a meeting with him, which would be a nice thing, and we'll hopefully give him some more information to take to COAG when he meets in March, which okay. is our aim.
Dave Gossage, thanks so much for your time. Dave Gossage is the President of the Association of Volunteer Bushfire Brigades, speaking to you on Breakfast at 5 minutes away from nine on ABC Radio Perth and WA. Some text messages coming in on 0437 922 720. The fire seasons have changed, making the volunteer model outdated. These people putting their lives on the line, protecting people and property, deserve to be recompensed. Look over east, they've been fighting fires for over 3 months. It is a no-brainer. And Phil says, morning. Being paid as a volunteer, particularly as a firefighter, yes, this is a vital and dangerous occupation that deserves serious compensation. Adam has called 1300 222 720. Good morning, Adam. What do you think?
Yeah, hi, mate. I'm a volunteer with the Fire and Rescue Service in the Pilbara in a small brigade, and I guess my thoughts are less so on the huge events that we're seeing over east, but in the macro small scale jobs that we'll get, we support road crash rescue, house fires, as well as bushfire and hazmat. I'm lucky enough to work in big industry where I've got the support of a great team. I work in a big team, so if I get a call at 2 a.m, I can, send a text and I know I'm covered for my shift that day, and I don't lose any income in our household. But we've got people in our brigade and neighbouring brigades that it's a whole different story. They're paid by the hour, and so if that phone goes off in the middle of the night, they've got to weigh up whether they're willing to lose perhaps 6 hours of pay. So they're definitely out of pocket for the jobs. And
Adam, how would your employer feel about compensation for them? Because I guess you know they lose you when you volunteer as well.
Absolutely right, and that's where I'm so lucky in big industry and big teams. They can sort of absorb the hurt for me not rolling up perhaps that day, and then there's obviously the fatigue management side as well. We need to, if you lose sleep, and a lot of us do high risk work, operating large machinery. I work in oil and gas. You need to have your head sort of straight when you're at work. So there's having enough sleep after the job finishes as well. And that's the flip of the coin, isn't it? Whether employers for small businesses, especially, can claim for the loss of one of their employees, perhaps for a day or half a shift, where they might have to put jobs back.
Yeah, Adam, thanks so much. Currently volunteering in the Pilbara there at 3 minutes to nine on Breakfast.